folks, look, the survival of our planet is on the ballot. And that sounds like hyperbole, but it genuinely is. Well, I tell you what, the thing that we found out, and everybody found out, there's not a lot of total climate deniers anymore after they've seen what happened this year. But guess what? We got a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah, not a lot of climate deniers this year after everything that happened this year. It was a beautiful summer, wasn't it? And a very mild spring and a couple of days of fall. Might be a hurricane. It's the first hurricane that Florida, if it makes landfall, looks like it's going to. First major hurricane to make landfall in, I think, like a half a decade, right? But the apocalyptic death cult known as the Democrat Party wants you to panic and maybe change genders as a result. Do you think it would be better to change genders because of the climate? They love all things apocalyptic, don't they? They're the radical extremist left. Had my friend Joe DeGeneva on the radio this morning here in Washington, D.C. on WMAL. Talking about Joe Biden and his rhetoric and the, you know, and who the real fascists are in the discussion. Fascinating, fascinating time we're in. Not necessarily in a good way, because the left is here and they are crazy as hell. Speaking of the constant political violence in the United States perpetrated by the Democrat left, did you see, you know, first of all, there is a funeral scheduled today for the nice young man in North Dakota that was brutally murdered by another savage Democrat who was regurgitating Joe Biden's rhetoric on, you know, the Republican extremists. So naturally, the Democrat had to murder the 18-year-old. And fear not, though, the murderer is out on bail. So that's good. Did Kamala help raise bail money for him, or she just for the looters and the rioters and and all that, but he's out on bail. The funeral is today for the 18-year-old in North Dakota, and the news media is still not covering the Democrat in Nevada that murdered and gutted with a giant knife while in a crazy disguise the news reporter at the Las Vegas newspaper, because the news reporter had written a couple of uncomfortable stories about the elected Democrat. So the elected Democrat stalked him, plotted, donned a disguise, went to the home of the 69-year-old news reporter and butchered him like a pig, right? And murdered him. And the news media, just they can't find that story with a miner's helmet and a divining rod. It's nowhere to be found in the news media. And now we had another violent attack by a Democrat in Houston, you know, the planet Houston in Texas, because a couple of Greg Abbott volunteers were going door to door and knocking on doors. And a Democrat, a violent criminal Democrat, yet another one, became so irate that he attacked, he chased and attacked the two Greg Abbott volunteers because of the Democrat Party's rhetoric. And of course, you know, the rioting and the looting and the mob violence and the terror groups like Antifa and the shakedown rackets like Black Lives Matter. You know, they're anti-Israel because they hate the Jews there at Black Lives Matter, and their anti-nuclear family. I'm not talking about, you know, Iran's nuclear family or Putin's Russia. I'm talking about, you know, a family with a mother and a father where the mother identifies as a woman and the father identifies as a man, because the Democrats don't always do that. They've changed a lot, haven't they? The Democrat Party, I think it'd be fair to say they've changed a lot. Pretty extraordinary stuff. So we got more political violence. And Hillary Clinton is out there calling everybody Hitler. She's Trump is Hitler and everybody following him is Hitler followers. Of course, Hitler, I was reading to you from the Smithsonian Institution's Museum of American History website on Friday about the origins of Adolf Hitler's Nazi flag when he, and he described it in his own book, Mein Kampf. Mein Kampf. You know, Joe Biden is going through his Kampf right now, isn't he? That means my struggle, Mein Kampf. And Joe Biden's going, every day is a struggle for him. He is not a bright man. And so we got a lot of amazing stuff going on. The Hillary Clinton, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, so the bitterest loser in the history of bitter losers. And her husband is a pig, an absolute pig. Everybody knows that. But that's a separate issue. But Hillary Clinton is out there. Chunk Todd, we got some Chunk for you today, because Chunk still poses as a journalist. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers on NBC fake news. And yesterday he was shocked, I say, to learn that the Republicans may actually consider articles of impeachment against President Biden when they take over the House and or the Senate. Chunk was shocked by that because, you know, usually impeachment is ginned up, made up stuff about a phone call with the Ukrainian president and the corrupt Biden family. You know how that goes. So we've got new poll numbers, too, which are not great for the Democrats. And what's her name? Jen Psaki, you know, with her gasoline-colored hair. She used to be the press spokesmodel down at the White House. Now she's on MSDNC. So same job, different parking space. That's about it. And she was on there saying, well, gosh, if the election is about how extreme the Republicans are, because, you know, January 6th. Now, I mean, again, the Democrats are, they have elected Democrats murdering reporters. It's singular, but nevertheless, I think it'd be kind of a big deal if an elected Republican murdered a reporter with a giant knife on his front doorstep because he wrote negative stories about him. Don't you think that might be, that might be of some interest to the news media? I think it might be. And if a, you know, MAGA hat wearing pickup driving Republican in North Dakota had run over an 18-year-old young Democrat, saying that you know, the Republican saying, I thought he was an Antifa or Black Lives Matter, that'd kind of be big news. The satellite trucks and the anchors would be out there in no time at all, because, you know, that's what they do. They're Democrats, and there's a lot of violence. You know, they've been looting. My neighborhood was looted twice. The neighborhood around, by Democrats, by violent mobs of criminal Democrats who organized into mobs, which is normal now because the Democrats have normalized that. And now apparently, since the news media, you know, you'd think that when a member of the news media is murdered for political reasons, for writing articles about a corrupt politician, that might, you know, show up as a blip on the media radar somewhere, but that would be to expect too much of our news media. So just a few things want to get into. Crime, you know, if you like crime, there's an election coming up, and if you like more murder and more crime, then you should vote for Democrats, because the Democrats love murder and more crime. They love carjacking. They love home invasions. They hate the police, and they defund the police. You see, in New Orleans, the homicide, they're the new homicide capital of the United States, America, in New Orleans. And they lose 150 police officers. Not that big a city. And the homicide rate is up. Depending, like year to year, it's almost 80%. And over the last couple of years, it's more than 100%. And that's not news either, because, you know, Democrats, that's the thing. Also on the economy, during the Trump administration, the 4 years of President Trump's administration, Americans, our income increased over the course of those 4 years on average by about $4,000. Under Joe Biden, we've lost more than that amount in just a year and a half, because he's doing such a good job. I read in the New York Times that he's doing a great job. And good stuff. Also, Joe Biden lying about gas prices, lying about inflation. And the fact checkers don't care because, you know, they're not legitimate fact checkers. They're just Democrats in women's clothes. What? Well, it's some of them, you know. Some of them are actually women. Others, maybe not. Amazing, amazing stuff. Also, yeah, the new polls. What's more important to us, Americans? In the polls, the Democrats are very concerned. Crime, which is Democrats committing crime all over the place, murdering, shooting, carjacking, robbing, home invasions, looting, going into stores and just stealing everything and walking out like there is nothing wrong. amazing stuff. So we got that abortion or crime. You know how the Democrats love abortion, too, especially, you know, in the black neighborhoods, because they get 400 out of every 1,000 black pregnancies and they harvest their organs. That's your Democrat Party. Democrats, they're anti-Israel. They, because the, you know, they're, I don't know what is up with that, but that's where they are. And they're pro-Iran. And also crazy, the world has gone crazy. There are reports over the weekend that Xi Jinping in China may have been placed under house arrest by the People's Liberation Army. And the concern is that more hardline commies are taking over. The reports are kind of sketchy because it's a communist country. And what with the communists and everything, it's hard to get to the bottom of what's going on. That's one of the problems we're having in the United States these days, too, because we're galloping in that direction ourselves, thanks to the Democrat Party, just by the way. And, you know, Putin and Russia and mayhem and intrigue, you know, palace intrigue. This is like Kremlin intrigue. Nobody really knows what's going about. It looks like he's shooting people, you know, his political enemies and stuff. Is Xi Jinping under house arrest? Hard to say. Hard to say. But Gordon Chang, very smart man on China issues, weighed in over the weekend. Iran is kind of on fire. You know, so China's on fire. Russia's on fire. Iran is on fire. North Korea is North Korea. And the United States, we're not doing too well ourselves because of the Democrats. But interesting poll numbers that have the Democrats panicking again, which means who knows? What? Maybe they'll find an excuse to delay the elections. Since we have election month and everything now instead of election day, thanks to the Democrats, because, you know, they couldn't possibly have an ID. They're like, they make Leon Spinks look well organized when it comes to living their lives. The Democrats, they got another criminal that they put back on the street again and again and again in New York City. Pedro Hernandez arrested again for shooting up a car right in front of St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City on Fifth Avenue. And this is a guy who should be in jail, but the Democrats, they like criminals on the street where they can kill, kill faster, pussycat, kill, kill. Amazing, amazing stuff. So a funeral in North Dakota, a media ignoring a murder of a reporter. You'd think that fellow reporters would care about an elected official murdering a news reporter because of his reporting. Again, they weren't fighting over the ex-wife or something. They were, he was murdered, butchered by this elected Democrat because of stories that he wrote and published in the newspaper that were all true about this elected Democrat. But pay no attention to that. Also, I've got questions about the border. You know, the Democrats wet their beds over approximately 50. They still don't know how many. Illegal aliens being brought to Martha's Vineyard, and they kicked them out as fast as they could, and then they preened like they were the good guys in the story, right? They did everything but turn them into a mulch and scatter them in the garden, but still they're the heroes of this story. I've got a question for you. What happened to the other 2.1 million illegal aliens that have come in this fiscal year? Where are they? Well, the truth is Joe Biden's been busing and flying them all over the country, and somehow the news media isn't on that story either. And Governor DeSantis draws attention against the better judgment of the phony baloney news media to the crisis that is ongoing at our southern border, and still the media dutifully ignores the whole thing. Just amazing. In New York, they're setting up a tent city like the Wuhan Red Death days for their small number of illegal aliens. But the news media is not asking what happened to the other 2.1 million. What happened to the people that they captured who were on the terror watch list on our southern border? Well over 100 of those. That doesn't count the ones that got away. What are they doing with those, the people on the terror watch list? We got Democrats changing the definition of words because they can do that. They have that power. The FBI, you know them, the Democrat Bureau of Investigation, the DBI, raided the home of a pro-life activist and arrested him for a shove from more than a year ago a charge that he had already been exonerated on. It had already been adjudicated. He had already been exonerated, and he had moved on. And now here comes the FBI with paratroopers and helicopters and cruise missile strikes on his house with his seven children inside. And they dragged him away like he was Al-Qaeda. And just amazing. Amazing. The LGBTQ Democrats are very upset that Netflix put on a story about the murderous, child-raping cannibal Jeffrey Dahmer, and they listed it under LGBTQ movies. So that's got him very upset. Shouldn't it really be under, like, cuisine and cooking shows? Just amazing. There's a gay group called Gays Against Groomers, and you'll never guess what the Democrats, they're out to get them. Amazing stuff. And attacks today in the Washington Post on Ron DeSantis and on Governor Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, because it's not a newspaper. It's a Democrat Party hate rag every day. We're at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Hey, it's Chris Plant inviting you on our 2023 Sea Cruise. Next June, we'll be heading to the beautiful Mediterranean, sailing from Barcelona to Portugal with stops in Ibiza, Casablanca, and more. For details, visit ChrisPlantCruise.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Yeah, we've got the gay group, Gays Against Groomers. They want to protect children from sexual abuse, various abuses. And the Democrats, now they're homophobic, I think. They want to stop this gay group from protecting children because the Democrat Party has lost its ever-loving mind. And that's just scratching the surface. Nancy Pelosi, we got Nancy Pelosi in the news today as well. Climate change activists. They did you see the guy that at the tennis match the other day set his arm on fire? Set himself on fire, and then he realized that that was a big mistake almost immediately. He wasn't dedicated like the Democrat that set himself on fire on the steps of the Supreme Court on Earth Day. Now that guy, he meant it. He was dedicated. He drenched himself in gasoline like a Buddhist monk. And he did he's a member of a Colorado Buddhist sect of Colorado. Well, he's a nut, obviously. And he came to Washington to douse himself in gasoline and set himself on fire on Earth Day because he didn't want people putting smoke in the sky. So naturally, he set himself on fire, which naturally puts smoke in the sky. No sense of irony, these people. I say it all the time. It's because they have no sense of irony. That's why I say that. We got that. The members of the Somali community in Minnesota, are they Ilhan Omar voters? 47 members of the Somali community in Minnesota have been arrested and charged with stealing $250 million in COVID funds from child nutrition programs, but that's okay.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Those crazy Democrats. You try rubbing them out. You try scrubbing them out. They just get crazier and crazier, don't they? There are elections coming up. If you're pro-murder, the Democrat Party is the party for you. Pro-carjacking, pro-looting, the Democrat Party is the party for you. If you're not in favor of those things, probably not the party for you. But you got to realize that they have much better propaganda. Their propaganda is ubiquitous. For Democrats, that means it's everywhere. Pretty amazing times, I gotta tell you. And they're crazy, and they're crazy in so many different ways. Tell you what, let's go to the telephones, Michael. Before I get into the, because the Washington Post today, they have the front section is called the A sectional, and then the next one is called the Metro sectional, and they've got hit pieces all over the place, and they're just crazy about everything. Mysteries in Migrant Flights by DeSantis. Really, what happened to the other 2.1 million from the border, you crooks at the Washington Post? They have three fake reporters assigned to this story, too. Asylum seekers allege deception in enticement to Martha's Vineyard. Yeah, they had to be forced onto the plane at gunpoint to go to Martha's Vineyard. That's what happened. And if you believe that, you're probably a Democrat. Probably have an inferior brain. That's a problem. And the front page of the Metro sectional, that was the A sectional. A lot of them are A sectional, you know, the Democrats. And the front page of the Metro sectional, Governor Glenn Youngkin hit piece. See, hit piece on Greg DeSantis on the front page of the A sectional. Hit piece on Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin on the front page of the Metro sectional. Youngkin's rules for transgender students have teens fearful, comma, despondent. Really? Is that what's going on here? That's and wait till you hear the story itself. It's the Democrat Party is sick, I think, is probably a generous word that you could use to describe them. Right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go. You know, we were talking about Stacey Abrams last week, who said that heartbeat from ultrasounds is not a heartbeat at all. It's a fake heartbeat. And doctors and medical technicians have been lying to mothers all over the country and all over the world for generations now, for decades, with ultrasound machines. That's not a heartbeat. It's their this is their thing. And they want to convince you of that so they can continue the organ harvest. They need the organs. Just like, you know, they didn't institutionalize Woody Allen's brother, who thought he was a chicken, because they needed the eggs. Now, the Democrats, they need the organs. They're organ harvesters. And they go around calling everybody else Nazis. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? 40% of the black population, snuff, snuff, snuff. And they get awards for it. They give out awards. Margaret Sanger, she was a racist eugenicist. And Hillary Clinton has a Margaret Sanger Award at home. Hanoi Jane Fonda has a Margaret Sanger Award at home. They're like, you know, the Al-Qaeda slogan, we love death more than you love life. That should be a Democrat bumper sticker, shouldn't it? Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to the telephones. I'm harsh but fair, don't you think? I think it's harsh. It's a little bit harsh but fair, because you check me if I say something that's not factually correct. The rest, you know, you're on your own. All right, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Jay, calling from the great state of Florida. Jay, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. You got a wicked sense of humor, my man. Anyway, I think I have the idea. What they're hearing, the sound that they're hearing during the ultrasounds is obviously that's the machine that goes bing from the Monty Python skits, right?
From Monty Python's Flying Circus, where the doctors, and that was during childbirthing, wasn't it? That whole scene, wasn't it, Jay?
You got it. It's so good. I watched it yesterday. It's only about 50 seconds, and they talk about, what are you doing? He says, well, we're doing a birth. And it says, we take a live being out of a woman. And then the machine makes the noise. And he says, ah, brilliant. I see you have a machine that goes bing. That's got to be what it
machine.
Is.
Well, Michael Piercy is making faces at me, and I usually know what that means. Here's Michael Piercy with his finger on the trigger.
What do I do?
Nothing, dear. You're not qualified. Leave it to us.
What's that for?
That's the machine that goes bing. You see, that means your baby is still alive. And that's the most expensive machine in the whole hospital. Yes, it cost over £750,000.
See, that's there it is, Jay. So you ask, and it turns out we already had that in our audio library because we've made fun of the Democrats before. You know, they have brought Monty Python to life in so many different ways. Like, you know, you must be individuals in Life of Brian. Yes, right. we must be individuals, you know, with their chanting at all this stuff. And is there another one, Michael? There's because there's the machine that goes bing. And maybe that's what Stacey Abrams, you're right. Maybe that's what she really is like a Monty Python skit.
All right, I'll keep listening, Chris. You do a great job, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Jay. Thanks. It's, you know, and honestly, Monty Python, we've used a lot of Monty Python to describe what the Democrats are doing. Is there another one from that skit? Michael Piercy has a second soundbite from the same Monty Python's Flying Circus skit about childbirth.
A boy or a girl?
Now, I think it's a little early to start imposing roles on it, don't you?
See, there you go. Monty Python saw what was coming. They were seers. They were so ingenious. The thing is that, you know, the left had sunk their teeth into Great Britain long before us. We did, like, you know, the Robin Hood skit. What was the Robin Hood say? Somebody more riding through the glen with his band of men, steals from the poor, gives to the rich.
Dennis.
Yeah, Dennis Moore. Dennis Moore. Yeah, that's the thing on Dennis Moore. Because he was riding through the glen with his band of men, and they had already looted all of the rich people's houses to give it over to the poor, and the poor had become arrogant and obnoxious and felt that they were deserving of it all, while the rich people were standing in their underwear in their empty mansions with nothing but lupins down their pants.
Dennis Moore, riding through the land. Dennis Moore without a merry band. He steals from the poor and gives to the rich. Stupid bitch. He steals from the poor and gives to the rich.
Wait a tick. Blimey, this redistribution of wealth is trickier than I thought.
Yes, it John Cleese most certainly is. And that's what they're doing with the paying off college loans. That's why we whipped that one up, because they're stealing money. They're confiscating money from bus drivers in Omaha and plumbers in Oklahoma City to pay off the student loans of Yale Law School grads that live in Manhattan in $8,000 a month apartments. And that's the redistribution of wealth that the Democrat Party is engaged in now. And Monty Python saw that coming, too, didn't they? And then we had, you know, like during the Occupy Wall Street stuff, they had that extreme radical communist college professor, Francis Fox Piven, leading the demented, glassy-eyed Democrat Party sleeping in their own filth, that's a euphemism, in New York City parks. And Francis Fox Piven had them engaged in these insane chants.
You are amazing.
You are amazing.
A lot of you are young.
A lot of you are young.
You have energy.
You have energy.
Imagination.
Imagination.
But aren't they supposed to say, we are young and we have imagination, right? But they say, no, they just parrot whatever they're told, because they've been raised to be robotic, zombie-like socialist loons. And again, more than 50% of Democrats under the age of 40 favor socialism over capitalism because they're very severely brain damaged.
You're all individuals!
Yes, we're all individuals!
You're all different!
Yes, we are all different!
See, at least they say we instead of just parroting exactly, yes, you're all different. So the Monty Python skit, the mob of zombies, is more intelligent and independent than the contemporary Democrat 20-something zombie. Isn't that remarkable? Yes, it is. Jay just called in with that and got us going, didn't he? Because we're just off on the Monty Python thing because Jay called in with it, because it's true. It's all true. Now, the Democrat Party is quite mad when it comes to gender, you may recall. They They're confused about gender. The entire Democrat Party is apparently suffering from a medical condition called gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria, it's a very serious medical issue. The Breitbart organization has a story on a group called Gays Against Groomers. Gays Against Groomers. And I went and I looked up Gays Against Groomers, and they're, you know, they're serious. They're a legit organization. They've got their .com, and the Gays Against Groomers, the headline is, Gays Against Groomers activist group blacklisted by Google, PayPal, Venmo. You may have heard this story late last week. Gays Against Groomers, an activist coalition opposed to the sexualization, indoctrination, and medicalization of children, has had its accounts blacklisted by PayPal, Venmo, and Gmail, which is the Google email thing, all within a space of 24 hours. I'm sure it happened organically and independently, wasn't orchestrated by the Democrat Party or anything. And this is obvious homophobia, right? They've got fear that a homosexual group is going to have political influence, so the Democrat Party has steamrolled them. They've trampled them. You know, what was it George Orwell said? If you want a vision of the future, it's a boot stamping on a face forever. And the left is here now. You know, we got Putin over there. He's a commie. Xi Jinping, slave labor. He's a commie. You got, of course, North Korea and Kim Jong-un. Commie, chameleon. PayPal and Venmo, which is owned by PayPal, did not specify how the activist organization had violated its terms in its email to the Child Protection Coalition. PayPal said the group had violated its acceptable use policy, but did not say how. You know, they don't have to, right? Because they're fascists. Adolf Hitler, we were talking about it on Friday, and his Socialist Workers' Party, he explained that the red field, Adolf Hitler did in his book Mein Kampf, explained that the red field, which is the backdrop for the white circle and the black swastika, was the red was a symbol of their social movement. And red is, of course, a symbol of the left wing, communist and socialist social movement. So, you know, don't kid yourself on any of that stuff. But they don't have to explain it. They accuse Gays Against Groomers of violating their Venmo did, but did not identify how or when they violated their terms of agreement. So they're banning them because, you know, they're fascists is basically it. GaysAgainstGroomers.com, they go on and they say it's a Gays Against Groomers is a coalition of gay people who oppose the recent trend, Democrat Party trend, of indoctrinating, sexualizing, and medicalizing children under the guise of LGBTQIA+. It's a lot of stuff, isn't it? That's a lot of abbreviating going on there. Our community that once preached love and acceptance of others has been hijacked by radical activists who are now pushing extreme concepts into society, specifically targeting children in recent years. This is the Gays Against Groomers website. Now, if you go on CNN and say that they're grooming in schools and stuff, they will shut off your camera. It'll go to bars and tone, and their security will come and drag you away, get you in a chokehold, you know. The overwhelming majority of gay people are against what the community has transformed into, and we do not accept the political movement pushing their agenda in our name. Gays Against Groomers directly opposes the sexualization and indoctrination of children. This includes drag queen story hour, drag shows involving children, the transitioning and medicalization of minors, and gender theory being taught in the classroom. The activists, backed by school boards, government, woke media, and corporations, have been speaking on our behalf for too long. When fighting for equality, our goal was to successfully integrate ourselves into society. But now these radicals aim to restructure it entirely in order to accommodate a fringe minority, as well as seek to indoctrinate children into their ideology. Now, why would they want to do that? You might want to Might want to ask, well, why? Why would they do that? Might want to ask what happened to the other 2.1 million illegal aliens and the people on the terror watch list as well. Now, here's the story on the it's the lead story, top of the front page of the Metro sectional in the Washington Post. Youngkin's rules for transgender students leave teens fearful, comma, despondent. Subheadline is, some are worried they or their friends will be outed under new Virginia state guidelines. But outed to whom, you might ask? Well, Hannah Natanson typed on behalf of the radical extreme left on the front page of the Metro section of the Washington Post today. In Fairfax County, Virginia, a gender non-conforming teen who is out at school but not at home is terrified their, meaning his or her, their parents will discover the truth under Virginia's new policies for transgender students. If they, meaning the parents, find out, the teen is sure, listen to this, they will refuse to pay for college and may kick the teen out of their home. So that's the lead paragraph in the Washington Post story on how Glenn Youngkin's rules. So wait a minute, the school and the Washington Post and the school district and the school system, the teachers and the principals and the administrators are all engaged in keeping information from the parents of a teen whose gender is not identified here, because that's the Democrat Party. They're genderless. Like, you know, remember when you're a kid and you like to take the clothes off of a Barbie and a G.I. Joe and you go, huh, what's with that? That's kind of the Democrat Party. They're sick. This is truly stuff, sick stuff. And in Chester, Virginia, Ace Nash, a trans sophomore who has passed as a male since starting high school, meaning Ace is a female, is wondering if classmates will discover his secret, meaning her secret, and what they will do if they do. See, this is, he, meaning she, feels broken when he imagines seeing his birth name on school records or hearing a teacher, as may happen under the new policies, identify the person by the correct gender. This is your Democrat Party. That's schools, kids keeping it from the parents, grooming out at school but not at home. The Washington Post is in on it. The school's in Fairfax, Virginia. And the problem, apparently, is Governor Youngkin's law.
Ah, I see you have the machine that goes bing! This is my favorite.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is that, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Ah, yes, your Democrat Party. Quite mad. You know, we outlawed the abhorrent practice of female genital mutilation in the United States of America. Cultural practice found in sub-Saharan Africa, in India, sometimes with a Muslim sect in India, and female genital mutilation is considered to be abhorrent. And we've outlawed it in the United States, but the Democrat Party has picked it up as a practice. They've reinstituted child genital mutilation under the guise of being open-minded and accommodating children who we don't allow to drive cars or get tattoos, but to engage in medical genital mutilation. And the Democrat Party supports this, and the Washington Post supports it, and the school board in Fairfax supports it, because Democrats.
Our our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.